This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest is looking for volunteer campground hosts for the 2026 camping season. Forest officials say campground hosts help welcome visitors, answer questions, and assist with keeping campgrounds clean, safe, and enjoyable throughout the summer. Volunteer positions are available at several campgrounds across the forest. In exchange for volunteering, campground hosts receive a campsite and the opportunity to spend the summer living and working in the Northwoods. Anyone interested in becoming a campground host can visit the Nicolet National Forest website under Volunteer. This month is Clean Air Month, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to learn more about air quality and ways to reduce pollution. According to a press release, the DNR says Wisconsin's air quality has improved significantly over the past several decades, but progress has slowed in recent years. One of the state's biggest concerns is ozone pollution, which can worsen asthma and other respiratory conditions, especially for children, older adults, and people with breathing problems. DNR Air Management Director Gail Good says long-term ozone pollution is a public health concern and negatively impacts economic development in Wisconsin. According to the DNR, much of the ozone affecting Wisconsin comes from emissions outside the state, along with federally regulated sources like cars and trucks. They say Wisconsin sources account for only about 10% of ozone pollution measured in non-attainment areas, while emissions from outside the state contribute around 50%. State officials encourage residents to help reduce pollution by driving less, using cleaner transportation options, and staying informed about local air quality conditions. More information, including air quality maps, alerts, and tips for improving air quality at home and in local communities, is available on the DNR's Clean Air Month website. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new $1.8 billion deal at the Capitol is getting mixed reactions, even as it promises tax relief and more money for schools. Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders say the plan to use surplus funds would send rebate checks, cut property taxes, and boost K-12 education funding. Some top Democrats are pushing back, saying the deal was put together without enough input and may not have the votes yet. Even one Republican senator is warning it could create budget problems down the road. Lawmakers are set to take it up this week. A Democratic candidate for governor says blocking him from speaking could actually help him win. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kurt Bangstad tells WISN-12's Upfront program that if he's not allowed to speak at the state Democratic convention, it would boost his chances in the primary. He's facing criticism from party leaders and other candidates over a Facebook post about the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. Bangstad says the post was satire, but he also suggested the attack may have been staged, something authorities have not supported. He says his campaign is gaining traction, but has not released fundraising numbers. A Western Wisconsin school district is inviting the public to learn more about a lawsuit that could impact schools statewide. The Eau Claire Area School District is hosting an information session today about a case against the Wisconsin legislature over school funding. The lawsuit includes districts in Eau Claire, Green Bay, Beloit, Adams Friendship, and Nisida, along with teachers, parents, and advocacy groups. They argue the state hasn't kept funding up with rising costs, which they say hurts some students more than others. The case could shape how schools are funded across Wisconsin. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game series at home against the San Diego Padres. Milwaukee coming off that three-game sweep of the Yankees, holding New York to just 6 runs over 28 innings. The Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, says the credit belongs to the guys in the team's bullpen.
Pitching staff, it doesn't go unnoticed. You got Harrison, never been a full-time guy in the big leagues. You got Chad Patrick, first time in the pen. D.L. Hall emerging as a leverage guy. And what Ashby's done is amazing. So if you think about it, you know, that's pitching that was against that lineup, best record in baseball. It was outstanding.
Elsewhere, the Cubs in Atlanta to take on the Braves after losing two of their last three to the Texas Rangers. Basketball, ESPN says the Bucks phone lines are open and are taking calls for the best offers and a possible trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis, in the meantime, is in Milwaukee, spotted at the zoo Sunday with his family on Mother's Day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few scattered showers are possible today. Otherwise, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 67 this afternoon. A few sprinkles this evening, then mostly cloudy. We'll drop down into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.